Practice Squad. Good evening, everybody. It's your host, David Schmidt. Producer Jordan Stauger. Hi, Jordan.
I love football.
He does. Craig Garman, what's up?
I like it more.
Debatable. Troy Metzger, what's happening, man?
Oh, my God. Did you see OBJ's new catch?
Yeah.
What?
Between his legs. Oh, my God.
So cool.
Oh, man.
Dude, nobody else can do that.
Dude,
I could probably do that.
You couldn't do that.
The super glue.
Okay, and I tried tweeting it out earlier. I don't know if anybody caught that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw it.
But there wasn't, was there a YouTube link to it?
No.
No.
Okay. It was just a catch.
For sure. I did tweet it out right, and it didn't work. Twitter failed me. But does anybody remember the Frosted Flakes commercial in the 90s with the kid?
I didn't get your reference. I remember I saw the tweet, but no, I didn't.
Okay, so, but there, I had linked to
a YouTube video?
YouTube.
You found the commercial on YouTube?
Yeah, I found the commercial on YouTube. And if you guys see it, like, oh my God, that's so, like, kid. Like,
the same?
Yeah, memories. And, like, there's a kid who, like, tossing frisbee with Tony the Tiger and keeps trying to catch it in between his legs.
I think I'm, yeah.
And, like, there's kids like, I thought you were good. And then they eat, like, Frosted Flakes, and then he starts catching all these between his legs. If you watch it, I'll show you during break. You guys will be like, I remember that.
I still eat Frosted Flakes, man.
What'd you tweet it from?
I love Frosted
Flakes. The Practice Squad.
Follow along at FR Practice Squad if you want to find out our great tweets.
Well, there's the notifications.
Yeah, that's the one we haven't checked. hit the follow button.
We're very active.
I would say call us, but our phone lines continue to be down. So if you do want to contribute to the show and you know one of us, let us know and we can call you, because that's the kind of service we provide here at FR Radio, right? We call the listeners. They don't call us.
We'll call you.
Yeah.
And hopefully they're not busy.
Yeah, exactly. And they just pick up and talk.
Yeah, then we look.
We're just going to start random prank dialing people.
Yeah, hopefully they won't talk to us.
We got a big show. We got...
I think it was our first show last year. Do you remember
The first call was somebody trying to call into the Vores Racing show.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. We were all excited that we had a call. And they were like, yeah, is this the Vores Racing?
he needs to turn left more. Well, maybe.
That would help. That would help. Browns played the preseason. Actually, all of our favorite teams did.
That's what happened.
I think every team did.
Browns played the Colts. Bengals played the Redskins. Titans played the Patriots. Am I right on all three of those?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Nice. We'll talk about the rest of the NFL. We'll debut our bold takes. Very excited about that. We have our draft 2.2. Things that we think we're the best in the world at.
No.
None?
Yeah, that we know.
Oh.
Yeah, hopefully we...
Things that we know were the best.
I did struggle to get to four, but I think I did.
I got seven.
I contacted Guinness on at least one of them.
I don't have one.
And I'm confirmed.
Philly is still show prepping, but he's got time. It's a long show.
Yep. Yeah, I'm not going to have one by then.
So we are going... We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back talking some Bengals.
Hungry and can't decide what to eat? The Fort Recovery Dairy can help you out with our weekly specials. We feature a different special every week with a discounted price on one of our popular menu items that'll fill you up and won't break the bank. This week's special is Sloppy Joe sandwich, fries, and a drink for just $5.25. Stop by the Fort Recovery Dairy and try our weekly specials for a really good meal at lunch or supper. The Fort Recovery Dairy, home of the Double Decker.
This is Stacy from Brick Street Tavern, and I want to invite you to stop in for our delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials. Starting at 11 o'clock Monday through Friday, Brick Street Tavern features Mystery Meal Monday, Meatloaf Tuesday, Roasted Chicken Wednesday, Casserole Thursday, and on Friday you can choose from our soup and salad bar or our famous half-pound hand-patted cheeseburger. We also offer supper specials on Friday and Saturday evening, including steak and all-you-can-eat roasted chicken, both complemented with our large salad bar, choice of potato, and a honey roll. Stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern and enjoy some great home cooking.
My plan was to stay for 5 years. I would get my experience, then I would move on and do bigger and better things.
At Cooper Farms, we're growing, and we want you to grow with us.
5 years came and went, and I really had no reason to leave. I've been here 30 years. I'm the accounting manager, and I don't have a big accounting background. It's just they've seen me grow over the years.
To see our open hourly and management positions, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Season tickets for the 2019 football season will be sold in the high school office from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. each weekday. reserved varsity football seats must be claimed by Wednesday, August 28th. Season ticket prices for the varsity football games are $25 for adults and $15 for students. And this year, they will also be selling an annual all-sports ticket for adults and students, which will admit you into all the regular season home high school and junior high athletic events for both boys and girls. Adult all-sports tickets are $150, and that includes your reserved seat for home varsity basketball games. Student annual all-sports tickets are only $50. Presale tickets for individual high school football games will be $6 for adults and $4 for students. All tickets at the gate will be $7 for both adults and students. And now you can get junior high all-sports tickets. Those are $25 for adults and $15 for students. All tickets at the gate for junior high events will be $3 for adults and $2 for students. And if you're 65 or older, they have an even better deal. The Senior Citizens Annual All-Sports Pass for only $25. That pass will get you into any boys or girls high school or junior high sporting event, but it doesn't include reserved seating for the football or basketball games. So the first chance you get, head up to the high school office between 8 and 4 on weekdays to get your fall sports or all sports season tickets.
It is the practice squad. We are back. We are talking football. It's right around the corner.
The Saturday it starts.
17 days, I think.
It starts this Saturday?
College does. Miami plays somebody.
Nice. Is that the only game this weekend?
I thought so because I was listening to the local hour on Levitard.
Yeah, right.
They were talking about how Tate Martell is trying to practice at wide receiver.
Nice.
He's a dumpster fire.
I'm pretty sure they play this weekend.
I think they do. I think you're right.
But just week
and it's a big game too. It's like two ranked.
It's like Florida. I think they play Florida.
So there's like your bets, and now there's gonna be so much action on that game because everyone's just so
pumped for football. Yeah, everyone's probably getting sick and tired of betting on preseason.
I'm probably gonna bet on that game just because it's like
it might even be Thursday. I thought it started. I know it's like 3 days in a row.
Well, let us know because I need to get my bet in. But yeah, Tate Martell. That's a bummer about him.
Why would he give up on quarterback?
Wait, is it his choice?
Well,
I don't know.
Probably not his choice.
I know that,
but
like
wants to play.
But what if the kid like struggles hardcore like right off the bat?
It's also one of those like Braxton Miller situations. If he converted like 2 years earlier, he probably could have had a decent NFL career.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even so, I don't know if Tate has that much
just
talent.
Just real quick, Thursday night, it starts 7:30. You got Florida A&M playing UCF.
Ooh.
And then Thursday at 8, you get Georgia Tech, Clemson, and Texas A&M, Texas State, Utah, and BYU. And then Friday is Tulsa, Michigan State, Wisconsin, and UCF.
No, it ain't every college. It's just a select few.
That's next weekend. I went too far.
No.
Saturday, August 24th. Sorry. Miami and Florida.
So is that this weekend?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
This Saturday.
That's the only one?
Yep.
Okay.
There might be some smaller ones, but that's kind of a big game to start.
Absolutely. Bengals played.
Yep.
They played last Thursday.
Oh, boy.
It felt like a long time ago already.
It did.
Prime time. I guess it has been like 5 days, but I don't know how you started watching it, but it was unbearable to watch the first, like, 2 minutes. There were so many penalties.
Yeah.
It was the ugliest start to a football game I've ever seen, ever watching football.
Season over?
Not quite yet. It's close. I think the Bengals had four.
Did Dalton start?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know they had at least three holding penalties.
Yeah, like Joe Mixon had that really nice run where he stiff-armed Josh Norman to the ground.
That was awesome.
That was nothing worse than that.
But how many times did that happen last year? Felt like where like Joe Mixon had a sweet run and then they brought it back because of a holding.
Yeah, and then you could almost,
and it was like
you could almost put money. It was Bobby Hart or whoever the whatever his name is.
Yeah, Miller.
No.
Well, last year it was the kid from UCLA.
Yeah, he's not good.
Yeah. I can't think of his name.
We've got so much crazy stuff happening on the line, like Christian Westerman apparently might be retiring
because
of blood clots.
Yeah. I never heard of blood clots.
Cordy Glenn has a concussion. Yeah. The starting lineup for this Thursday is Andre Smith at left tackle, guard Michael Jordan, center Billy Price, right guard John Miller, and at right tackle Bobby Hart.
That is an all-star.
And Cordy Glenn out with a concussion. Clint Bowling retired. Chris Westerman's got blood clots.
Yeah. going to be awesome. But then the Redskins kept helping them out. It wasn't just the Bengals. It just the whole game was, the whole first drive was hard to watch because it'd be like a holding on the Bengals, but then Josh Norman would be hit Geo head-to-head, so it was a 15-yard penalty on him. And then they had another unsportsmanlike because he was yelling at the ref. And then we had another, then we finally get down to like the 20, and then we get two more holdings or something. Then we had a false start.
I don't know if I can be wrong.
We threw a pick six.
But
it was like awesome. It was just the best.
That was a red zone pick six too, right?
Yeah, I got tipped. Yeah, it was one of those.
Yeah, you'll have that.
It's whatever. Am I the only one that thinks that Josh Norman is like super overrated?
Yes.
Kind of a tool.
He's on my overrated.
I think he
underrated.
Had that one.
He had a really good year in Carolina.
Yeah, his last year in Carolina. And then
he kind of bet on himself and went to Washington, and he's been garbage.
Yeah.
Like, I watched that replay of Joe Mixon stiff-arming him into the dirt like 20
seconds. He didn't really bet on himself. Dave Gettleman, like, remember that he, like, mismanaged
the
whole thing?
Yeah.
They franchised him.
Because he was the big free agent, like, guy out there, so he was making a big deal out of it. And, yeah, it just kind of blew up.
Yeah.
Anyway, it was they threw a pick six right away, and I don't think did Dalton score.
No,
on their offense.
No,
the first team looked not great. I mean, they looked average. The first team defense didn't look too bad.
No, I was more focused on watching whenever some of the backups got in, like some of the rookies, like Jermaine Pratt, like looked nice.
Yeah, I was
had a good game,
and it got fun to watch when the second teams came in.
Yeah,
I mean when Dalton went to the bench and then Ryan Finley came in, Ryan Finley looked really good. I don't know his full number, but he was like 11 for 12.
Yeah, he was 11 for 12,
100 some yards and a touchdown.
Yeah,
Drew Sample caught a touchdown. Drew Sample looked pretty good.
Yeah.
Sample.
Well, not even that touchdown. That touchdown was like a really simple play.
Yeah.
He had, you remember at the end when we were driving?
Yeah,
he
had a really nice catch.
He had a really nice catch.
I was about
catch.
Ready to put a bust on him, but not anymore.
Nah.
Not
the same.
Jermaine Pratt looked really good. Michael Jordan didn't look too bad playing guard.
Goat.
So, yeah, he's going to be the
I'm
goat.
Actually That's kind cool. of interested in letting some of these young guys play on the line because, you know the saying, like, the devil you know is better than the one you don't? Like, I'm kind of like...
I've never heard that saying in my life.
Sure. I'm kind of like, give me the one I don't.
I have heard
see
it.
What,
I have.
And see what happens.
Getting deeper.
Yeah, I mean, at this point, I'm just excited. And, like...
Because, like, what was the worst thing that could happen? They're horrible?
Yeah, and the wide receivers... you know, it's bad without AJ there, but you kind of know what you got with him. So
well, you know what's interesting?
It's fun to watch these young undrafted guys like Stanley Morgan and Damian Willis.
Everyone's been really pushing for like the Josh Malone breakout, and it is not happening.
No, I think he's going to get cut.
I think so too. I really want Cody Corn to get cut because I'm getting sick and tired of looking at him.
I'm cool with like them just playing a whole game with.
Where'd Josh Malone come from?
Auden Tate, Tennessee. Stanley Morgan, and Damian Willis. Just those three.
Yeah.
And I think it'd be fun to watch.
Who do you think, I got a question. Who do you think will be cut this year that's been kind of on the team the past like 3 or 4 years?
Oh my God.
Oh, he was so out. Sorry, watching the rest.
even close.
Yeah. Suarez got thrown out.
I thought you guys were saying it was a bad question.
No, sorry. Suarez got thrown out by 50 feet. Sorry, I asked the question again. Who's going to be cut? A surprise cut?
A surprise cut.
Yeah. So Josh Malone, I think, could be a surprise cut. I don't know how big a surprise would
He's
be.
He's a third round pick. So
let's see. I'm trying to think.
This is his second year?
Third. Yeah, third.
So that would be kind of a surprise. That's not really like that crazy because he hasn't got a ton of playing time. I'm trying to
Jordan
think.
Willis on the defensive line?
That'd be big.
That would be, that would be. Cause
I can see that.
Carl Lawson's going to play the next preseason game.
And that, like, that Wynn guy they signed, Kerry Wynn from the Giants, is kind of doing really well.
Yeah, and he's big.
And he's tall.
He looks like a dude.
So Jordan Willis could be cut. Malik Jefferson could be cut.
Yeah. He's a second.
And then that draft class is going to look really bad.
Third. Yeah. I think he was right behind Hubbard, right?
Yeah.
He could be cut. Darquez Denard could be cut if he's not healthy.
Yeah, that's another injury.
You'll probably put him on the pup, won't you?
I would maybe bet because we paid him that money. We'll probably put him on the pup.
But I mean, I don't think it's anyone like that to play
his contract.
It'd be more like the bust that didn't turn out.
I always find it interesting that every year since Alex Erickson's been on the team, the season starts off with at camp where it's like, well, he's probably going to be the first one to go of the receivers, and then he totally kills it in the preseason games. Like, what was he? Was it a punt return or a kick return?
Punt return, yeah.
Punt return for a touchdown. He literally plays himself on the roster every year.
He's a really good player.
He's super solid.
I think he's under Maybe under. I don't know. I think he could be a good receiver if he plays.
He's a
the
really
slot.
Scrappy white dude yeah. who's tough and got good hands.
He reminds me of Wes Welker.
I was going to say, if he was on the Patriots, he'd be a Super Bowl MVP.
He's yeah. a Wes yep. Welker, Danny Amendola type.
He's a really good returner. I think last year or the year before, he like led the AFC. League in AFC in return yeah. average.
He's like, Bill Belichick is just waiting for us to cut him. He's like a shark in the water.
He's a guy you can't cut. They like Cody Core because of special teams, which is dumb. Get rid of him. And
he's been a solid gunner. I mean, I guess one of these that counts as a spot.
I want one of these young guys like Stanley Morgan or Willis to make
me too
because they're cool. Willis keeps making awesome catches. He played at Troy, and I didn't even know anything about him. But he caught a great touchdown, which they called offensive pass interference. Which
yeah, that was
not
dumb.
Offensive pass interference. No.
And what do you think about that? That was the big talk of the kind of the NFL after that game.
It's going to be horrible.
That pass interference where what's his face had to come back,
yeah.
and it was clearly like defensive.
Yeah.
I honestly think the officials are making a statement to like
make it how bad.
I think there's been 13 pass interference reviews this year, like challenges, and one of them has been overturned.
Yeah.
So I really think the officials are trying to make an effort to not like make this a thing at all, yeah. which is especially in that case where it's so glaringly obvious that it's dumb.
It's another excuse to like stop the game and review something and a judgment. I mean, it's just football's getting so bad already with flags and stoppage time, and it's just like, man, another thing that's going to be up in the air, and it's going to make things worse. I think.
I wonder if it really is. I wonder if it's almost a little bit like last year preseason. You remember how everyone was like, look at all these calls of helmet to helmet.
Yeah.
Like, I think they're just overdoing it. And I think once we get to the season, we probably won't notice it. Yeah.
And I certainly hope so. But the biggest takeaways were how the rookies played. Sample, mm-hmm. Pratt, Finley, Jordan, all those guys looked really good. And Tate. The undrafted wide receivers, Auden Tate, looks good. Again, I think he's going to be getting regular playing time.
Oh, yeah. I think he's going to play.
And then the story continues to be injuries for the Bengals.
Yeah.
John Ross still not practicing. Joe
Mixon. What, the running back situation is basically just...
Travion Williams got hurt.
Is it just Ellis right now?
Basically, it's Mixon, Geo, Ellis, and then I think they plan to play Rodney Anderson this week.
Okay, because I was listening to Zach Taylor had a press conference today or yesterday, and he was talking about how... I don't think they're going to, like, you know, typically the rehearsal's like a full half, mm-hmm. and sometimes even into the third. I don't think he's going to, the way he made it sound like they're not going to play an entire half.
Yeah, but he did say everyone that's healthy will play. So yeah, we get to see yeah. Carl Lawson, we get to see yep. Geno Atkins. So, I don't know.
And a potential look at what the starting offensive line could look
yeah,
like.
Yeah, that's rough, but they've held up okay in preseason. It's preseason. They haven't given up anything glaring yet, so we'll see. It's my biggest concern is the offensive line, yeah. for sure. Offensive line and linebackers. I don't know about linebackers either.
Nah. You can get away with average linebackers.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Well,
they didn't last year.
Well, we didn't have average linebackers. We had the worst linebacker. We can be fine with average linebackers.
Yeah.
I will take average linebackers what it was last year.
Anything else on the Bengals, Garmin? You got anything?
I would kind of like to, like, what happened on Sunday with Cedric Benson dying.
Oh, yeah.
From a motorcycle accident. And only because, like...
R.I.P. Ced Benson.
Yeah.
Like, early.
Yeah. I mean, it's just...
Is that what it was?
It was yeah. a motorcycle accident, yeah. It's just super crazy because... You like when we were, I mean, I don't know what our demographic of young, if we have any young listeners who even know, like we watched Ced Benson play in college where that's where he was like,
I forgot about it.
He was absolutely unbelievable. Like
until I heard it, then I saw some yeah. videos. He resurrected his career with the Bengals.
Yeah. Sure. Like he basically, I'm trying to think
he was with the Bears before, yeah, right?
He played for the yep. Bears for 3 years, but he had his best years with us mm-hmm. by far.
I was gonna say, he was a huge bust.
Yeah.
And,
he got a bunch yeah. on and off. Like, literally, yeah. when I was looking him up on the internet, like, that was mainly the reason why we didn't re-sign him. Because remember, we let him go, and then we got the law firm and then drafted Gio.
Yeah.
But I just kind of wanted to throw out, like, some of his stats when he was in college. Like, you will never see these numbers again, probably. Because, one, he played all 4 years, which his junior year, he could have probably left because he had, like,
2,000 all-purpose yards and like 21 touchdowns, but he had 1,112 carries, which is all-time in Texas, averaging 5 yards a carry. He had 5,540 yards, which is sixth most in D1A history, and he had 64 career rushing touchdowns. And so this is why, like, hands down, he had his best years with the Bengals. His career, he had 6,000 rushing yards and 32 touchdowns. With the Bengals, he had 41 of those 6,000 rushing yards, 41,000, and 21 touchdowns.
And, like, 66% of his
basically, yeah,
yards were with the Bengals.
And, like, I saw you favorite that tweet. Like, probably, like, I don't know if there's a list, but one of the all-time revenge games against the Chicago Bears.
The best game ever. I still remember that
game. We beat the crap out of him. He had, like, 38 carries, like, almost 200 yards.
He was running that, like, he was, like, not going out of bounds that game. He was just looking for people to run over.
Yes, like, he, like, legit.
It was a really cool game.
And then that playoff game we went to where he had, like, 169 yards rushing.
Yeah, he was the only one that did anything positive.
The only bright spot.
Now, who was the running back drafted before him?
That year?
Yep. Ted Benson was drafted fourth.
Fourth.
What was the year?
2005.
Wasn't AP, was it?
Nope.
2005. Is he good?
He was the best of the three running backs drafted in top five.
Who was the other one?
Cadillac Ford? Williams.
It was Cadillac Williams.
Couldn't have been Ronnie Brown.
Could have been.
It was Ronnie Brown?
Yeah.
Ronnie Brown.
So it was what, Ronnie Brown, Cedric Benson?
And Cadillac Williams.
Cadillac Williams.
Three of the top five.
Yeah. You know, Ronnie Brown, like that, wow, that's so crazy. Like, that was when all that wildcat stuff happened.
Yeah.
And the NFL was like, whoa.
What is this crazy? Goes to show you that it doesn't work. Like, everything new goes away. Pretty much. Maybe I guess passing.
Well, I just want to throw that out there because, like, he's our Bengals' fifth all-time leading rusher. And, like, we were... He was a bright spot on those 4 years we had him.
That 2009 season was fun because of him. Palmer was like not Carson
anymore.
He
was a game manager. It was all defense and ground and pound with Ted Benson.
And he won a lot of those games himself. I still remember that whole season was really fun because of him. So, yeah, that's too bad. He's only 36 years old.
Yep.
That's not near old enough. So.
Another thing that's crazy too is like all the other, like all this stuff's been coming out. Like Texas football is so like historic, and he's like one of the greatest Texas running backs of like all time.
Did you see his high school footage?
It's insane.
He was like a freight train just running kids over.
He won three state championships and had 15 touchdowns in those three state championship games. Wow. Either way, I just wanted to throw that out there because Ced Benson, the all time Bengal.
Indeed. RIP Ced Benson. So, let's move on to the Titans. You want to move on to the Titans, guys?
Let's do it.
They played the Patriots.
So they had the Patriots. They lost.
The Pats.
But our first and second team looked good. The Patriots got the ball to start off the game, and they started off with a third play of their drive. We intercepted it. Then we went three and out because we had a big penalty. Then they had a big sack on us, so we punted that. But then their first team came back out again for a second drive, and they went, I think, 10 plays for 86 yards, capped off with a Delanie Walker touchdown, which was really awesome to see because we did not see that at all last year.
Is he going
to
be healthy this year?
Yeah.
Because I needed to know if I should draft him or not.
He's steady Eddie.
He's looking good.
It wasn't last year because I had him last year. I had him and Tyler Eifert last year.
Two steady Eddies.
Yeah. So, I mean, he didn't, I don't think first game he didn't play at all. So they're limited. So like he was done after that. He caught that touchdown. That was the last we saw the first team pretty much. So it was kind of cool to see him on the field again. Then it was even better seeing him. They still have that connection or whatever. So it's going to be fun to watch him out there again.
Stay healthy.
Yep. AJ Brown. He played. He was there for the first two drives, I think, too. He didn't catch any passes, but there was one play when Tannehill was in there. If he had a little bit more time to throw the ball or, like, stand in the pocket, that he was releasing in the back corner of the end zone, so he had a chance, too. But they had pressure on him, and they still got a touchdown off that play, but they dumped it off to the running back. So
how'd the defense do against the Patriots?
Like I said, the first two teams, like first stringers, second stringers,
did pretty good, but Tom Brady didn't even play the whole game, so they're facing their backup from theirs.
They're like one of the teams that's most notorious for not ever playing anyone.
Yeah.
They'll treat like the first 2 weeks of the season like their preseason.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, defense, I mean, of course, you didn't have Tom Brady to, you know, go out there. So,
how did Jared Stidham look? I hear a lot of people talking about him, that the backup from Auburn, the quarterback for
I think he might have been a third string quarterback for them. He's athletic. Like,
that's what everyone's saying.
There's a lot of times where he got brushed out of the pocket and he took off and got a first down, whatever. So, I mean, he doesn't look to run, but like if you push him out, then yeah, he can. And it's kind of like a Josh Allen type guy. Like,
it's probably like the fifth or sixth guy to be behind Brady. Be like, oh, this is it, the next guy, the next guy in New England.
Yeah,
and Brady's gonna play until he's like 50.
Well, he's got two more years, and he just signed a 2-year extension. So
it's like we're here talking football, and like we want our teams to do so well, but we just know that the Patriots are gonna win in the end, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, it's true.
Ridiculous. That's like how it is every year. It's like, oh, we have hope this year, but then the same thing happens every single year. And no one really ever talks about it because they always talk about the NBA that way. It's like, oh, everyone knows what's going to happen, but no one ever says in the NFL. There's parity getting in the playoffs.
No,
but everyone.
I mean, Garmin explained it last week, I think he said.
There's parity.
That's what I mean.
Getting in the playoffs.
Yeah, yeah.
As far as getting to the final game,
how many years there was at least four different teams?
It's about an average of five new teams that didn't make it.
So I guess there's at least one other team that plays the Patriots.
But that doesn't, but that's the thing, like, right, because they play in a horrible division. Like, I think I saw a stat that said Tom Brady, and I could be wrong, but I swear this is a stat, that every year he started, they have never lost more than 10 games.
Out of the last 10 years, how many Super Bowls were the Patriots not in?
That's talking if he started the whole year.
Three they weren't in.
I don't know.
Carolina.
I don't know. They had Denver. Early 2000s and the mid 2000s. There was a stretch where they weren't in it.
No.
They
made the playoffs, but they didn't.
Seahawks. I don't know.
They've had a resurgence.
More than 10 years.
Early 2000s, they went like 2002 and 2003, they won, or 2005. Then after the 2005 season, they went
Pittsburgh Seahawks.
Like a stint without
Green Bay.
The Super Bowl until
Green
like
Bay.
2012 or something like that.
Yeah. Steelers. Colts and Saints.
Okay,
Colts,
so more than I think.
Bears.
Yeah.
More than I think. What was your one big takeaway, Philly? What did you learn? What did you like?
I hear Tannehill's been looking good.
What did I learn? I mean, it's still preseason. I mean,
nothing stood out to you, like a rookie or something?
Things are starting to click out. I mean, they have, I think, what is it, McNichols. He's an undrafted free agent running back that we got.
Mm-hmm.
And the last two games, he's been consistent, like a lot of ball carrying. But obviously, Derrick Henry in there, so he's like the guy that they're kind of throwing in there to see what he can do.
Should I draft Derrick Henry in fantasy?
Not too early.
When would you be comfortable taking Derrick Henry?
10.
Late second?
Yeah, round 10.
Round 10?
Like
round
10. You're crazy.
Well, we're a 16-team league, so if a 12-team, fourth round.
You still disagree, huh?
Yeah.
When would you take Derrick Henry?
Round 10.
Then you're not getting Derrick
Henry. He's a flex option at best.
Ugh.
If you can get Derrick Henry in the 10th round, you're taking Derrick Henry.
Yeah.
If you can get him in the 7th round,
I'm not taking Derrick Henry.
Are you taking Derrick Henry in the 7th round?
I'm taking Derrick Henry in the 7th round. In a 16-team league?
I don't have an opinion. I just listen so I know what to do.
There is at best.
I wouldn't touch
him. In the 7th round, if I'm looking at a guy that can potentially score 10 touchdowns, I'm just taking that all day.
Yeah. What do you guys think of Leonard Fournette this year?
Garbage.
Underrated.
I think he's got a shot this year.
Underrated?
Overlooked.
He's overrated.
He'll be better than Derrick Henry.
He'll blow his hamstring out again and he'll miss six games like he does every year.
You want to know what's crazy about that division?
I'll take AFC a running back South. That stays healthy all year.
Think about like how injury prone all the quarterbacks are in the AFC South. Just think about this. Of those four teams in the last 2 years, which quarterback do you think has played the most games?
Tannehill.
In the AFC South.
Oh, he's not in that league.
In the AFC South.
AFC South?
Yeah.
Blake Bortles.
What
was the question?
Yeah. In the last 2 years, which AFC South quarterback has played the most games?
Blake Bortles.
Mariota.
Jordan?
I don't know.
Jordan's here. He's just thinking.
I mean, who are my options right now?
Deshaun Watson, Andrew Luck.
And Blake Bortles.
I was going to say Jacoby.
It's Marcus Mariota.
Okay.
Real.
What does that mean?
That means, think of like...
He's been the healthiest?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Everyone always says he's hurt.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
That's what I'm saying. That's what's so crazy about it.
Really.
Andrew Luck missed a whole year. Deshaun Watson missed a whole year.
Yeah.
And Blake Bortles... He's a turd, whatever. No one cares about Blake Bortles.
He like just misses starts because he's not good.
He's going to be the backup for Jared
Goff. I don't think he's ever been hurt. He just randomly gets pulled.
Andrew Luck, how long is he going to be out?
I don't know. That's a big deal.
The last thing I heard, that there's an upside. It's not as bad as what they think. I think their medical staff should be fired.
Yeah, they keep screwing something up.
Like, not only is he your franchise player, but probably like one of the biggest franchise players in all of the NFL. And like, literally, you've known about this since April, and just now they're like, we think we know what it is now.
Yeah.
It started in the calf, but now I think it's a high ankle.
It's possibly a bone, and then the coach has come up like, it's not a bone.
Part of that's on Andrew Luck. Like, he keeps...
I think he just doesn't tell them. I bet he doesn't tell them.
Yeah, he has to tell them where he feels pain. And he keeps changing. So, they're like...
I mean, he's like a kid where he's like, it kind of hurts here.
Gosh, my ankle hurts right here.
What's the pain? This is six.
Happy June.
Oh, my cough hurts.
But, all right. So, the Titans did not win, but it was more the third string came back. And like you said, the third string quarterback for Patriots. Yeah, he kind of took over the game, and
he's the future. New England.
Yeah, he's the future. But the fifth future. What I learned is I guess I like to see how the offense is kind of clicking now.
Yeah,
and what I was, happy to see
Jordan's gonna have no shares of Derrick Henry.
What I was happy to see was
he's in front of me. And I'm eyeing Derrick Henry. I'm good.
What I was happy to see was the Mariota Walker hookup for a touchdown.
Yeah.
So
I would have liked that last year a couple times.
Yeah.
Who is Andrew Luck's tight end? I can't think of his name right now.
Jack Doyle.
Hey, thank you.
No.
Jack Doyle and Eric Ebron.
Well, Eric Ebron's better than Jack Doyle.
I just like Jack Doyle.
I'm Jack Doyle. I bet it's Jack Doyle's fault that his ankles hurt.
10 yards in the red zone.
We're going to take a little break. We'll be back to talk about the Browns and their one-handed catches. We'll be right back.
They're back. Mary Colleen's will be open the rest of the summer, Thursday through Sunday. They're open at 11 a.m. on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and 3 o'clock on Thursday afternoon. That means you can get all your favorites again. Wings, subs, great sandwiches and fried goodies, and of course, their pizza. Call ahead at 375-4274, then just drive through and pick it up, or stop by and see Corey and Jared and order your food and visit with the gang while your food's getting ready. And don't forget their famous pizza and wing buffet every Friday at lunch. Miracle Lanes, now open Thursday through Sunday for the rest of the summer. Stop in or call 375-4274. Klinkern & Sons Trucking Incorporated is a family-owned and operated business in Burkittsville. They have over 50 years of experience, and they pride themselves on their commitment to punctual transportation and exceptional customer service. They offer local and long-haul transportation. They have dump trucks, stone slingers, flatbeds, vans, and refrigerated trailers. They have great employment opportunities as well. Visit their website at klinkernandsons.com or call them at 937-338-5000. Call Klinkern & Sons Trucking for all your transportation needs.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy carries a full line of recommended vaccines to protect against shingles, pneumonia, whooping cough, tetanus, seasonal influenza, and more. With our comprehensive immunization program, Kalp Pharmacy wants to help keep you safe and healthy from many vaccine-preventable diseases. Walk-ins are always welcome at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Bern in Union City, Indiana, or call 800-686-2314 for more information. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
St. Joe.
St. Joe who?
St. Joe Festival.
That's not very funny, Dad.
Well, it's not a joke. St. Joe Festival is knocking at the door, coming up September 6th, 7th, and 8th on the grounds of St. Joseph Parish with a Friday night cornhole tournament, Saturday night outdoor mass, horseshoe tournament, and music by RJ the DJ. Sunday, kitty tractor pulls, horseshoe and beanbag tournaments, NFL football, and entertainment by Kyle Kesters. There's something for everyone.
You're still not very funny.
It may not be funny, but it will be fun at the St. Joe Festival, September 6th, 7th, and 8th. Check the Parish Bulletin or the St. Joe Festival Facebook page for more information.
It is the Practice Squad. We are back as the beats of DJ Fresh Kid bring us in for the second straight year.
I love how you still remember.
Shout out DJ Fresh Kid.
I don't think it's DJ Fresh Kid.
I'm just going to say it's okay, DJ Fresh right. Kid. What is it?
I think it's just Fresh Kid.
Just Fresh Kid.
Oh.
He's not a DJ. He's just trying to be a singer.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Fair.
He might be driving Uber in Nashville.
Thank you, Fresh Kid, for the hot instrumental. Browns played a game. They play the Colts.
Browns played Saturday.
I was at a place called Penn's Mechanical.
Oh, that I love that place.
Yeah, it was pretty sweet.
I don't know what it is.
It is duck pin bowling. It's like mini bowling alleys. And they got like, I don't know, ping pong.
What was the occasion?
My wife's sister got a new job. Uh-huh. So we were like celebrating that. And had a couple of brewskis and watched a little bit of Browns in there.
Yeah. And a lot of Browns fans in there?
Yeah, there was. Yeah. It was in Columbus. It was in Dublin. It's brand new. This place is brand new. It's a really cool place. But I watched a little bit of the game, so I actually kind of going to know
what you're talking about. Really didn't. I just know some takeaways.
Okay, I'm going to say, now that you put me on the spot, I didn't pay that much attention.
Well, I mean, I watched the highlights. I kind of got the gist.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, we played Saturday against the Colts. We had a, whatever we call it, two-day inter-squad scrimmage, maybe?
Yeah.
Inter-squad practice. Got a little feisty. One fight on, we did it, what, Thursday and Friday.
If you have an inter-squad practice, there's going to be
AJ Brown.
So, Gilmore got in a fight, too, against.
We went there Wednesday and Thursday, practice Wednesday, Thursday, had the day off Friday. But apparently, you know, like half of the Colts didn't practice. So, like, Andrew Luck was out, Quentin Nelson was out on Wednesday. And apparently it was just sloppy everywhere. Like, we were kind of used to maybe a little bit more intense, and Indianapolis wasn't feeling it, and it was just sloppy practice. Next day we came out, and even according to Indianapolis riders, dominated on Thursday and looked really good. And I think that's why a lot of the...
Pull the unbiased opinion.
Yeah, a lot of the players didn't play on Saturdays because we did so well on Thursday. But... Again, not many players played even on Thursday, so Odell didn't play that much. Denzel Ward didn't play that much. Myles Garrett didn't play that much. But I think the question marks that come from those practices and also Saturday, one, our kicking competition or lack thereof is like starting to... is in the red in terms of they're not pulling away. They're not very good.
Who's your number one kicker this year?
Right now, I think it's Greg Joseph, who we had last year.
Do you still got the FAU kid?
Was that who you signed last year?
I think that was Greg Joseph.
What was the name of the kid that kept missing? Zane Gonzalez?
Zane Gonzalez,
he kept missing everything?
After the Saints game was...
He ain't there no more, is he?
No,
I don't think we have a kid in the league.
I doubt it. I don't think so. And then we drafted in the fifth round the Austin Seibert from Oklahoma.
Yeah.
And he hasn't been doing that well. I mean, they're just not consistent. And they're either missing extra points or missing from 40 or 50.
I'm calling two games you're going to lose because of the kicker.
You know you're starting football when it's like, man, this kicker comes.
Well, you know what, though? When it made as big of an impact last year as it did.
It does.
It is kind of nerve-wracking.
Yeah.
That because we are going to be in a lot of close games.
Even that extra point back has actually made a huge deal.
I agree.
I know the Bengals. I'm really not excited for Randy Bullock.
I don't know if we have a kicking competition, but Bullock missed the extra point.
And then the guy that got after him ended a 65 yarder, but he missed a 30 yarder.
Yeah.
See, Ryan Suckup's like injured for us, so we have some dork out there, and he's missed like multiple. Like,
you guys should bring that. Well, never mind. That would have been a bad joke. Just keep going.
Okay.
Is Rob Baronis alive?
He's dead.
Okay.
No, but like, so we signed Phil Dawson to a 1-day contract. I don't know if you guys know, but we signed him to a 1-day contract so to retire, and everyone was like, originally thought we signed him to,
to come like, back again.
He probably had to tell so many people, hey, whoa.
Yeah, and even in his press conference, writers were like trying to like bait him into like coming back.
Because he's an old time Brownie.
Yeah.
I bet like people heard that, they're like, yeah.
He was there for 12 or 13 years, but.
He could probably still do it.
I know. I mean,
like Cody Feely saying like Iron
Foot Dawson.
or what did they call him? Iron Foot Dawson?
Iron Foot Dawson, yeah.
Iron Foot Dawson.
And then the only other really competition up for grabs is the right guard competition.
Ooh, that's also another...
Dude, pretty intense.
Exciting competition.
Where, like, 2 years ago, every job was up for grabs right now. But
it's weird that they're all...
But essentially, you know, when we traded Zeitler, we thought Austin Corbett would slide right in.
And
he's
not so much.
Which I looked, I mean, that was such a huge pick. And just the first pick of the second round is always so valuable.
Because
you can, like, trade it for a crap ton. And we decided to pick Austin Corbett because I guess they liked him a lot. You have to like somebody a lot to not trade down.
Drew Sample.
Yeah. But he's just, now he's the backup center, and he's still kind of struggled there. So Eric Kush, who is pretty good. He's a crafty vet.
Eric Kush?
Crafty vet.
I like Kush.
Yeah.
Boo-boo.
He's going to be good.
He'll be all right.
But so he'll get suspended from marijuana.
If he's the worst that we have, then I think we'll be okay.
Do you know if the NFL is going to let Myles Garrett wear those visors?
No, you can't. But everybody,
he has a lot of cool
Dragon Ball Z visors. He had a Stranger Things one. He had a Jurassic Park one. I'm like, I hate the NFL.
You can wear them, but it's got to be like the logo, right?
You can do pretty much whatever. No, you can do pretty much whatever you want in practices.
Yeah,
but you can't do it during the game.
Like, I really hate how old school the NFL is about.
You've got to have rules.
You have to be grandfathered into a visor, like a shaded visor. So only if you started doing it before they made a rule, however many years ago it was.
So you can't wear a shaded visor anymore.
It's a bunch of
only clear ones.
It's a bunch of grandpas that run the NFL.
See, I thought last year. Either I forget.
There's some rule like that.
Maybe it's quarterbacks.
We had like the Titan sword. You know, the Titan sword that was on the visor. I thought someone was wearing that during the game.
I don't think because like I'm thinking about in the NBA.
Maybe that was just last year.
You can literally put anything on your shoe.
Yeah.
Like, and in the NFL, it's like if you wear the wrong colored socks, you're going to get fined like $25,000.
Yeah, hey, football is about discipline and team and rules.
No, so. I want to see sweet visors. I want Myles Garrett to start the trend.
Yeah, because, those look pretty cool.
I think he already did.
There's before, a lot of people already.
The more I think about it, the more I think about I could hang out with Myles Garrett.
What is Nick Chubb, like, what's his fantasy value? Because I'm
off the roof.
Yeah. That's kind of why I wouldn't trade down.
Through the roof.
He will be.
That dude, right now, this is my bold take. That's not a bold take. He'll be like considered a top five pick next year because he's already pretty close.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's going to have the better year, Nick Chubb or Joe Mixon?
Nick Chubb. We have somewhat of a line, I think. Maybe.
Joe Mixon's going to be running for his life.
That's kind of the thing. Like, our everything around us is terrible, but, you know, cream rises.
Town
can overcome that.
Yeah.
But Nick Chubb is also super talented, and everyone else around him is super talented.
Yeah, Joe Mixon have more touches.
Yeah, for sure. Will Kareem Hunt mess things up when he comes back? Or
no. I don't think he will. I think Antonio Callaway. His Cleveland tenure will be in a fiery crash.
See, you don't think you don't think that like when Kareem Hunt comes back, they're not going to split some of those carries because
they will. I never said they won't.
They will, but here's the thing:
they suck their neck out.
But
you're gonna have to.
If you got Nick Chubb that's leading the NFL in rushing, you're not going to take carries away from him.
He will have. I guarantee when Kareem.
I mean, Hunt they comes will. Back, he will take he will. Carries, but he's not going to. Kareem Hunt will because not take.
You're going to either want to try and trade him to get his numbers up, too. You can't take a guy with that kind of baggage and then just end up not giving him any playing time.
Yeah. If you help me win the first 8 weeks of the season, I'm going to draft you high. Like, I'll worry about it when the time comes.
Right.
Yeah.
True. That gets you out of buying booze.
Yeah.
At least.
Maybe, you know, you got to win, like, 5 of the first 8 weeks to get in the playoffs.
Yeah.
You know, you just got to start out hot. Nick Chubb will let you do that, hopefully.
Because wasn't, and I could have been wrong where I heard this, but wasn't like Nick Chubb legit almost like a higher recruit than Todd Gurley going into Georgia? Didn't he have like knee problems or something?
I think he had knee problems in high school. He tore his ACL in college.
That's
but
what it was. He was a huge recruit. I just know.
All those running backs tore the ACL in college.
I think there's a lot of potential running backs here that could be awesome.
Yeah. I mean,
I think Nick Chubb's one of them.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'll take him at number 9. I'm speaking too personally right now, but anyway, I'm excited.
Yeah.
Think about that.
I'll take him at
your own time.
Who should I take at number 1?
Any other Browns takes you want to discuss?
Man, Garrett Gilbert looked good. So he was.
Who's that?
He's our backup third string quarterback.
Okay.
He's the all-time leading passer in the AAF.
You don't have Brogan...
Roback?
Roback?
No. No, he's gone. Bro. But Garrett Gilbert is a Texas quarterback. He was the quarterback at Baker Mayfield's high school before Baker Mayfield, so they're like friends.
All right. So they both have mustaches and hang out on their cool bus and then say cool things and take pictures of our Tigers.
Do they still have the bus this year?
Yes, they upgraded it. I mean, it's like sponsored by Body Armor now because Baker Mayfield is sponsored by Body Armor.
Do you like Baker Mayfield?
I don't really have a problem with him, no.
Okay, because my question was going to be, if he was on the Bengals, would you like Baker Mayfield?
You would love Baker Mayfield.
Yeah.
I think
if he was on your team, you'd love him.
He's one of those, totally one of those guys, if he's not on your team, you hate him. If he's on your team,
I don't necessarily have a problem with the Browns.
But
the only thing that bothers me is...
I don't hate him.
Is,
like, I hate Tom Brady.
He's good. I don't know. You don't hate him yet. And this is super petty.
If he killed the Bengals twice this year, I hate some of the stuff that he does.
Yeah. You hate some of the what?
Like some of the stuff he does before warm-ups.
The warm-ups. Like, oh, drum yeah. solo, garbage.
I kind of agree.
That's super petty of me.
No, I kind of agree. I think he did it once, the crowd reacted, and now he feels obligated. He doesn't want to do it, but everyone's like,
wait. Drums? Like, do you think like they play that? He's like, damn it.
Yeah.
No, I gotta do the drum thing.
Yeah. See, no, I don't think so. I think he's kind of like, nice.
Maybe.
I don't know. I feel
like he likes to be the center of attention.
LeBron chopped off.
I mean, he's the quarterback, so you're going to be the center of attention. So.
Yeah. Oh, dude.
I think he's having fun out there. That's what he likes to do, is have fun. So do what you do, I guess.
But apparently, I don't know how much everybody will play on. I don't know when we play our week three, but I don't think our starters will even play that much.
And just for reference, Brogan Roback was re-waived by the Pittsburgh Steelers on May 13th, so he is not currently in the NFL.
So Brogan Roback's NFL career is done, probably.
Yep. As of right now.
The dream still lives, so. Him and his great girlfriend. Well, Browns continue to look good. They're pretty healthy, right?
Yeah, for the most part. No, like, season-ending injuries yet.
Yeah.
No big names out.
I don't think so.
Any wide receivers being...
Is Odell ruining the team yet?
No. What was your question?
Is Odell ruining the team yet?
No. I mean, I'm super pleased, and...
I'm very happy with
seems super
behavior.
Pleased. Yeah. Especially when you even think about what AB's doing.
Yeah.
No, I think if anything,
see, Odell could be doing something, but AB's taking the spotlight on that. So
Odell's not doing, I mean, Odell's doing like individual drills. He doesn't do much team stuff. I probably think that's him. And he's just like, dude, I got hurt in preseason last year or 2 years ago. Yeah. I'm not screwing with this stuff. And they're like, okay.
Probably because he's a bad teammate.
Yeah. I mean, I think so. It's tearing the team apart.
I think he's selfish, probably.
Yeah, I think he is too.
He's going to be good. Oh, Browns are going to be good.
I hope so.
I think they will. I don't know. I just hope the Bengals are better than what I think they're going
to be. So I have an Odell there. What receiver or, I guess, tight end or whatever, stock drops more since Odell's in Cleveland? Like fantasy value, I should say that. Which one do you think is going to hurt the most with Odell being?
You mean on the Browns?
Yeah, on the Browns. I'm saying.
Oh, Landry.
I think Landry is going to actually go up because he didn't even have that good of a year.
I think it's Njoku. I think Landry's going up because Landry is finally going to be playing what he always
gets
was.
The, like space and slot in the catches.
He won't have to run any receivers. Yeah, he won't have to run any deep stuff. I mean, he probably still will, but he can play more what he's used to playing.
I do think. I mean, I think we'll throw it a lot more.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I think Njoku maybe.
I could see Njoku having like rare, like low yardage.
He'll have like every third game will be like 90 yards and a touchdown.
Yeah,
something like that.
Low yardage, but still has a touchdown. I could see Njoku having like 600-700 yards and like 9-10 touchdowns.
So who's the third wide receiver? Higgins,
Hollywood.
Yep. And then Callaway when he comes back.
Callaway. And then, like, DJ Montgomery. Jalen Strong is doing really well.
He's on the Texans, right?
Yeah.
Is he the Arizona State?
Yeah. And he got hurt last year.
Who's the guy you brought up at the end of the year last year and was doing good?
Derek Willis.
Yeah.
He was starting out hot, and then now he's kind of cooled down, so he might not make
the team. He's on the chopping block.
Yep. Yeah.
Just like AB.
Yeah. Speaking of AB, Browns comments?
No.
Or we're going to go to the rest of the NFL?
No, I was going to, I lost, and when I say I lost, Sam Stogler didn't renew her HBO subscription, so I lost it too.
I've been watching.
I didn't see last week's. Was it worth watching?
It was okay. I enjoyed it still, but then after like it was over, I was like, they bamboozled me. Like, they completely just ignored the AB stuff, and yep. I was completely fine with it.
Yeah.
Until the end, I was like, wait a minute.
Yeah, what was the plot of the last week, Steven?
It was the quarterback, the Peterman, and
Gruden got,
Mike Glennon.
Gruden got
like
real...
I like this Glennon guy.
That's yeah, pretty good. I'm tired of this. Yeah, that was a good... Yeah, that was
like
a good
Glennon.
Yeah.
Come on, Peterman.
I was like, going to try, and I was going to butcher it. Yeah.
He, like, gets on him right away, you know. We need execution. Your face
gets... My life's running out of lifespan, Peterman.
Yeah, it was okay. Chucky. It was all right episode.
But they, like, literally, like, they talked about the AB stuff at the beginning, because this is what I was really hoping for, was some AB stuff. And then at the end of the episode, they're like, and AB will be back next week. But,
yeah,
spoilers, he's not, because he's still being a yeah. brat. About
he was there today.
Yeah. He got another grievance today.
He actually...
He was there today?
Well, did you hear
people,
the...
People have been talking about they don't know where he's at.
Did you hear the conspiracy? No,
he was practicing today.
Have you guys heard the conspiracy? That his helmet made him cheat?
Are you talking about the Vontez Burfict conspiracy?
No.
Okay.
The Antonio Brown conspiracy.
What is
so,
it?
So, the conspiracy is that his... What happened to his feet? His frostbitten feet are actually a lot worse than what he's leading on.
Yeah. I've
heard. And, like, it actually would take him, like, a couple months to get back, so he's trying to...
Make this helmet.
So they're making this helmet thing a yeah. Bigger issue than
that's
what it is.
What I think the I've heard.
PR is better just saying he screwed his feet and he's out for a couple months.
There's see, a lot the of things. Reason I've yeah, heard that. The right. Reason I don't buy it is because each one of these scenarios make him look like an absolute moron.
Yeah.
Like Drew Rosenhaus today or whatever his agent
yeah. Did you listen to
yeah,
that?
It's so stupid.
He was back. Like, I don't know.
I don't understand how like they're like we're still working with the NFLPA. His helmet failed the concussion test. The NFLPA is not going to let him play with that helmet. And the NFL's not going to let him pay with the helmet because they've just forked out billions and billions of dollars to pay these players yeah. who formerly have concussions. Like, he is not going to win that.
Nope. Well, we'll continue to watch the antics, though, because he filed another grievance today.
Yeah.
Saying well, that he should be able to wear his old helmet.
Did you hear I thought when Jordan talked about the AB conspiracy, have you heard the AB conspiracy that involves Vontez Burfict?
No.
So
it's probably not.
It's interesting. No, okay, hear me out. Hear me out. You can track AB's weirdness and not weirdness in his career based off of when he gets hit in the head by Vontez Burfict in the playoffs.
So Vontez Burfict caused a head injury that caused all these weird actions?
You can go online
go,
and
perfect.
Find timelines of what stuff that AB
now they're,
has done.
Now they're teammates.
Versus, like, he's been so weird ever since then.
Now they're teammates.
There are some people who think that he got messed up when Vontez Burfict hit him in the head.
Yeah, but he still wants to wear the helmet, though.
I know.
You know what? We could know that conspiracy if you guys actually chose to learn the biggest conspiracy instead of the money you guys took last week.
Yeah. Or Vontez and AB.
See, I would
have a conversation on Hard Knocks, which would be really neat.
I would know that because I took one of the conspiracies, so.
That's all right.
And I would hold that information from you.
That playoff game still haunts me.
I was laughing so hard in my basement.
It is the worst loss I've ever experienced in my entire life.
His peak Bengals.
Oh my god!
I was actually not watching it until I saw like Garmin's tweet or whatever. Then I flipped it on. And then I was like, oh
yeah. So wait, like that was worse than Carson Palmer?
100%. Oh, 1,000%. That was the year.
Yeah, because Carson Palmer couldn't help the guy.
That was the best Bengals team in my lifetime. Was through 2015.
Like Dalton was legit.
Oh, for sure.
On an MVP
them
level
are,
pace.
Them are 2005, but I still think their 2015 was better defensively.
That 2015 team was on. Like,
2015
the line,
was fantastic.
Gio and Jeremy Hill were on point.
Yep.
Vontez Burfict was
AJ Green, Mohamed Sanu, Marvin Jones.
Yeah.
Eifert
healthy.
Defense, that was one of the best teams we have ever had.
Yeah.
I still have. I bought a bottle of champagne.
For
that game.
You probably still have it in your fridge.
It's
don't
still
you?
Sitting in my fridge. And yep. It has 2015 written on it.
Good thing you should write 2019 on it because you're gonna pop it this year.
I will. Whenever they want a playoff game or whenever they if they
you're gonna have some stale moldy.
No, if it's you only draft get better.
Are you gonna pop it if you draft Trevor Lawrence?
Yes.
No,
I would.
At this point, it's been around for 4 years. I'm not going to pop it until they win a playoff game.
Yeah.
Or until their run ends, if they get a run ever.
Any other rest of the NFL stories, hot topics before we go to break? Anybody?
Josh McCown is back with the NFL. Yeah. 1 year deal.
He has a tight comb over.
Yeah,
he does. Like, he has to spend a lot of time on that comb over. It is tight. It is not one hair misplaced. No. It is every hair is going in opposite direction.
I think it's a wig.
Well, did you see that thing that PFT commentator posted on Twitter? That picture of the return of Josh McCown to Philadelphia, and it was a picture of the Russian.
Yeah.
I was like, that is Drago. So spot on.
Yeah. He has a very sculpted chin.
Yes. Yep.
Yeah. Good-looking guy, Josh McCown.
Yep. He would have been great on TV.
Yeah, he would have.
Did you hear the little stab that Jerry Jones threw at Ezekiel Elliott?
And Zeke ain't happy about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a dumb joke.
It was a stupid joke, but you knew Zeke was going to.
It's a dumb thing. It's a dumb little thing, but in the long run, it's going to hurt him.
Because Zeke ain't playing.
You knew Zeke was going to get, pissed off.
Will you guys take Zeke in the first round in the draft this year?
Yes.
Probably. Not at two, but no.
At like 10.
He has led the NFL in rushing yards per game all 3 years of his career.
I'm so scared to do that after drafting Le'Veon Bell last year.
You all right with that?
Like, it's not fun when you do that. So, I would be so scared to take him because...
Like, these guys have got to know that not playing during the season does not pay out. Like, Le'Veon Bell thinks that he was a martyr for all running backs. He lost.
Yeah,
he lost millions.
Yeah.
It didn't work. He got out of Pittsburgh, if that's what he wanted.
Yeah, that's about it.
But he lost millions.
Well,
I don't know. If they get a deal done this week, then it might change.
All three of those guys, Dak, Amari, they'll all get signed at the same time.
Think?
No.
Jerry's going to find some more oil when they all get paid.
Jerry's world.
We're going to take a break. We'll be back with the debut of Bold Takes. We'll be right back.
Forge Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Forge, where Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Forge Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Forge Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
Nothing like coming in from a long day outside, plopping down in your favorite spot, sipping an ice-cold beverage, and letting the chill of the air conditioning make your summer day complete. Or you could have your legs sticking to a vinyl-covered chair placed 6 inches from a fan blowing full speed at your beet-red face as you wish you would have called Reasoner Energy for that Trane air conditioner. Summer's heat comes fast and hot. Call Reasoner Energy 419-678-4858 and don't sweat it.
They're back. Mary Colleen's will be open the rest of the summer, Thursday through Sunday. They're open at 11 a.m. on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and 3 o'clock on Thursday afternoon. That means you can get all your favorites again. Wings, subs, great sandwiches, and fried goodies, and of course, their pizza. Call ahead at 375-4274, then just drive through and pick it up, or stop by and see Corey and Jared and order your food and visit with the gang while your food's getting ready. And don't forget their famous pizza and wing buffet every Friday at lunch. Miracle Lanes, now open Thursday through Sunday for the rest of the summer. Stop in or call 375-4274. It's time for volleyball, and Fort Recovery Radio is planning to broadcast every match this season. It starts tomorrow as our Lady Indians host St. Mary's. We will also be bringing you all the matches this Saturday as we host Springfield and Benjamin Logan. It should be another great volleyball season, so be sure to get up to the Fort Site Fieldhouse this week to support our Lady Indians. But if you just can't get to the matches in person, you can always listen live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians.
This muggy Monday night. It was hot today.
Yeah, it was.
It wasn't very fun outside.
So hot, I sweated through everything.
Yeah. It's supposed to be nice, though, this week. It's supposed to be like...
Later this week.
It's going to feel like football season on Thursday.
Thursday, sweet. Friday, Saturday, it's going to drop down to the 70s.
Yeah. It's going to, like, Saturday morning early when you wake up, you're going to think, like, college football should be
put
on.
Put my hoodie on and get my pumpkin spice coffee. It's going to be great.
Oh, I saw pumpkin spice
back in 95.
say. I think they start putting out pumpkin spice in July now.
Yeah.
I saw it this weekend.
Basic white girl.
Yeah.
Overrated or underrated?
Have you ever had it for yourself?
No, because I'm not really a fan of pumpkin flavored anything.
I've had a pumpkin spice latte. It's okay.
Yeah,
it's not bad. Pumpkin spice is overrated.
Drink a whole one.
Yeah, I couldn't. Yeah.
It's overrated, so sweet and like overrated, underrated.
Pumpkin spice pumpkin flavoring. Spice flavors. Flavoring, overrated. Way overrated. Yeah, because it's like
soup's overrated.
Yeah. Soup?
Soup's overrated.
Like in general, soup?
Super overrated.
Super. I thought you said
soup's overrated.
I was like, what? Soup is underrated. I love soup.
Soup is great.
But I thought, anyway, we'll talk about soup later.
In the soup section of the show?
Yeah.
After Bold Takes.
Jordan, play the Bold Takes opener, man.
Well, actually, Bold Takes, the premiere of Bold Takes, is we have a sponsor.
It's sponsored?
Yeah, it's sponsored.
Woo! Is this our first sponsor?
Yes. So
is it a real sponsor?
Yeah, so it's sponsored by Odelsis. And so and we have to provide a commercial.
Okay.
Are one-handed catches during practice filling your Twitter timeline? Do you have fatigue watching professional athletes with abnormally large hands, sticky gloves, catch footballs with one hand outside of a football game environment? Well, now there is Odelsis. This fast-acting pill will enhance your vision by causing blind spots whenever one-handed catch is approaching in your timeline. You'll now only experience the real, fundamental two-handed catches the way your coach has taught you. Ask your neighbor or some random before taking Odelsis. Please do not take Odelsis if you have recently retweeted, shared, or commented on one-handed catches in pregame warm-up.
So that's Odelsis.
That is the most needed product on the market.
I've been taking Odelsis. I'm an OD on Odelsis.
I would take so much Odelsis right now. I like the part where it's, or ask some rando. Yeah. That was really good. Yeah, I'm tired of seeing it. We don't need to see it anymore.
Oh. I mean, it's every day on my timeline. And it'll just get worse in pregame.
Yep. So you could admit, as the Browns fan, it's starting to get a little tiresome.
Dude, just wait till Odell starts dancing.
Yeah, I mean, it was getting tiresome. I actually like watching him dance. But one-handed catch.
The dancing's not a problem.
The one-handed catch for an NFL player is not a big deal. Even the between the legs. We just watched a bunch of white kids catch frisbees between their legs.
We did. We spent our break watching a Frosted Flakes commercial.
The commercial that Jordan was supposed to tweet out for it, but he's
Can you tweet that out as a reply to that, yeah, so people know that?
Yeah.
Because that tweet doesn't make any sense.
I deleted it, but...
Oh, well then...
That's why I thought I couldn't
find it. Yeah.
Okay. All right, so... Bold Take. Here we go.
Our takes were forged in the fires of Mount Doom. We have the thickest, boldest takes. Our takes will take you into the sky, and you'll never come down. Chuck Norris is afraid of our bold takes. Our takes are so bold that they burn your mouth. So hot bold. Our takes will spin you in circles until you fall. Bolder than the entire Fast and Furious franchise. Our takes live in a quarter mile at a time. Bold takes. Bold.
Yes, it's Bold Takes.
It gets longer. I think it's longer.
We need to play the short version next time.
I play the short version.
Oh, who wants to kick it off? Phil, you want to kick it off?
Do we need to...
give everyone the overview again.
All right.
And then I'll go first.
So, and this is a work in progress, so I thought about even changing it up a little bit.
Okay.
Whatever you guys want to do.
Yep.
So, a couple things.
If it involves me not have to come up with one, I like that idea better.
It doesn't. No, you're not going to get out of that. So, one, I thought about, we essentially every week we have two bold takes, one non-football related, the other football related.
Mm-hmm.
And we can either do it by, what do you want to call it, records, right? So, every week, you know, 2-0, 1-1, whatever. Yeah. Or we could say every week you get $100, fake $100, and you have to spend this money on the odds of these
bold takes. Like, we're going to make up odds on the bold takes?
Yes. And we have to prove them. So, like, if you're, like, really, if you feel really good on one, and you
can double down on it.
You can double down on it.
Can I bring in Monopoly money?
Sure.
Yes.
Yeah. But so, our tracking would be how much money you ultimately end up with instead of records. Or,
I like records, I think.
And,
I like
or,
too.
The, we all, you can submit your bold takes to me, and then we reveal them next week, and we see how insane they are compared to what actually happened. So, or, you know, like, you all give them to me, I say them one by one, you guys don't know whose is who, besides yours, and we say, okay, who had Blake by Blake, and that wasn't right.
That'd be like everyone.
Well, because you're going to chart this, right? You talk about how we did Game of Thrones. You'll chart it.
I'll chart it. Okay. So, or we can keep it the way it is.
Try it the way it is
now. Let's do that.
Chart it.
And I will go first.
All right.
Should I get my sports and then my non-sports?
Let's do all of our sports takes.
My bold take.
And we can judge him if it's not bold enough, right?
Yes.
Is that Damian Willis will score another touchdown on the next preseason game for the Bengals.
I mean, I'm fine with that.
Is that bold enough?
Yeah, I don't know.
He caught a touchdown, parentheses, it was a pass interference. I'm going to say he's going to catch another one this week.
Okay. So can we get any kind of a bonus for level of boldness? Because the bold take, I might need to change my bold take because it could be insanely.
I have some insane bold takes, too.
Okay.
I mean, we can shame David for not having that bold
take. No, that's okay.
Mine was like a realistic
take. Well, so, real quick, though, we were going to talk about punishment for the loser of this.
Yeah.
Because I need to know what that is because my bold take is pretty bold.
Well, go. You give yours, and then I'll get on your level next week.
Yep.
Jordan, go ahead.
Oh, me. Okay. My football one is Damon Shihi Giuseppe. I have scores a touchdown. So what? He really only returns.
Who's that? Oh, that's the homeless guy.
Yeah, he was the guy who returned the punt for the touchdown.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So I'm saying he scores another touchdown.
Okay,
I root for that.
So he does play receiver, like not that much, but
so like Damian Willis is like a fifth best receiver on the team. So it's kind of the same.
Or okay, so if you guys are good with that, then I won't go to my next one. So.
Okay. Garmin.
I feel like maybe I should have backed off on my bold because I didn't come up with anything else. I was going to say, so this Thursday is the, what do you call it, the dress rehearsal where the guys play the most?
Yeah. Say it, man. Just say it.
Dalton goes down and McFinley replaces him.
Like injures?
Injures.
Oh, man. Jeez.
Oh. Wow. Go to a dark place.
Yeah.
Dark.
Woo! And the new era begins.
Oh, so you think the new era begins on Thursday night?
Well, that was just my bold take, right? Like the way everyone's getting hurt.
Yeah,
we find like he gets carted off the field or something like that. Or like,
and
the cameraman's like, we can't show it again.
Yeah, that's super bold.
Those are always the worst. When they say that, it's always like, oh, I want to see it.
Someone go to YouTube. Like, who's on Twitter? Got it.
And not that you didn't know that, but your bold take about football can be about anything, either college or NFL. It doesn't have to be about your team.
Right, but that was the first thing I came up with. Okay. So I made back off on the boldness level. Because I thought about that when I was watching the preseason game when Ryan Finley looked nice against the Redskins, like third string guys.
Yeah. He looks all right, Ryan Finley. He just doesn't look that cool.
See, but you know what I was thinking? I was like, you know how many great quarterbacks don't look cool?
They're true.
Kind of just average looking dudes.
Yeah.
Okay, then I'll change mine.
Okay.
You want to go hot?
Yeah, I'll go a little bit hotter. So I said the Browns will cut Austin Seibert.
Ooh.
And what's hot?
And all this has to take place by next
show. Yeah, so typically you want to cut anybody
right
until after
so
the
that's
fourth.
Super Bowl.
I just think they're going to be like, hey, Craig Joseph needs all the kicks he can. We're going to cut this down and they're going to get rid of him if he doesn't, you know, perform well. So I say Browns cut Austin Seibert.
Bold. Phil, you got anything?
Mine is going to be Jerry Jones will get a deal with Ezekiel Elliott.
Ooh.
He will be on the practice field by a week from today.
Wow, that's bold.
Our show.
Yes.
That is bold.
So now we can all agree that it's my bold take.
Bold
take is not bold.
Yeah, mine is the worst.
Doesn't live a quarter mile at a time.
Doesn't burn your mouth. Yeah, I can't really change. I don't know. Hugh Jackson will be the Bengals coach by the end of the week.
You're in the shot.
I really hope that happens.
You're not at Mount Doom.
All right. So can I go personal now?
Yeah, now we go personal.
Or
whatever.
Yeah, take it somewhere to a personal place.
So this one's kind of...
This is the one that's going
to
be bad.
This one's kind of given to me earlier. None of us in this room, Jordan, Garmin, Philly, will win at the WoW raffle this weekend.
None of us?
None of us.
Okay.
Shame.
Wait, that's not
See,
bold
that's not
at all.
Bold at all because
you gotta say one
I
of us
am won. A loser in general.
The bold take would be one of us would
Philly win. Will win something at the bowl at the bold thing.
None of us will win. That's like
how many
saying,
tickets were sold?
We're all gonna leave here tonight.
I get how I just screwed that up. I'm gonna change it. To,
all right.
To Philly will win something.
Whoa, that's pretty bold.
Yeah,
that
Philly's
bold.
Gonna win something.
That is bold.
Which now I've cursed Philly.
Yeah, now
so when you win that,
now we're all going to win besides Philly.
You got to bring it with you.
So when I win my tractor, I'm going to drive it up here next Monday.
Yeah.
Philly, I'll make it even bolder. Philly will win the tractor.
That's so bold.
So Philly will win. Troy Metzger will win something at this weekend's raffle. That's mine.
All right. My bold prediction is Donald Trump will have a controversial tweet.
I got made fun of.
Okay. No, seriously, though. Let's do a journalist will tweet that they have now joined The Athletic. Kidding. All right. My last one.
My reason why I joined The Athletic.
Yeah. All right. My actual one is a celebrity couple announces a breakup.
Ooh.
Just a generic celebrity couple.
See,
I missed Miley Cyrus by a week.
I know.
That's my bold take. Going to me.
What is it?
Liam and Miley are going to get back together.
No, they won't.
Yeah, that's so crazy.
That's what I'm
Your
saying.
Your takes are so bold.
A source told NW Magazine that Hemsworth, 29, couldn't handle the fact that Cyrus, 26, had gotten back to her old partying ways after they got married last December.
So you think that leads to them getting back together?
No, I was, you know, reading the Daily Mail while I was... going to the bathroom.
I think he's probably hotter girls.
Do you think Miley Myers is hot?
I think that she's crazy.
Yeah, I don't see why Liam is upset about this. He's probably like, nice, I get a clean slate. I think Miley Cyrus is, like, not attractive.
Well, according to this, Liam Hemsworth spotted in Byron Bay. He had to put on a brave face. Daily Mail.
Dude, Daily Mail is the worst on Snapchat. You told me
you don't want that?
Ah, no. It looks like...
a monster.
It looks like Harley Quinn.
It looks like a... what are those?
Mimes?
No, I was going to say she looks like one of those little gremlin things from the movie.
Phil, you got anything bold for us?
No, not really.
See, I was going super bold. I was like, that seems super bold to me because that seems like, you know.
Like the Reds will go on a 10-game winning streak?
But that's sports.
Aquino will not have hit a home run by the time we come back here on Monday.
See, I can think of sports all day, but just like in general people, that's my weakness right here.
Maybe we can have you like try to throw a pen in a bucket every week instead of. And if you make it, then you know
you win.
You win.
That would be really funny. And you could hear the bucket on the radio like, oh, did he make it?
He missed it.
Let's do that for next week.
All right. Well, you have to do it this week. So I'll just, you know.
Do we have a bucket?
Neil, we got a bucket.
You got a bucket, Neil?
Yeah. Oh, that's a. That'll work.
What do you need?
Oh, that's perfect. That's exactly the boldness we need.
Now, how far are we going?
Put it by this American flag here. For this.
The trash can.
Oh,
this is why we need Facebook Live.
See, all right.
So I emptied out the pen dispenser.
So I got to throw this in there.
Jordan, you're going to have to hold it.
Yeah.
Sitting down or can I stand up?
I think you can stand up as long as he's not any closer than what he is now.
And watch your elbows.
Yeah, sorry. Watch the microphone stand. Wait,
and he's about what?
At least 30 feet.
6 yards?
Yeah.
6 yards?
An Andy Dalton check down away.
It's Gio Bernard, so it's about to get lit up.
He's about to get a concussion.
The
corner has read it the play before.
They read it like a book. They know it's coming before it's even covered.
Mustard
on the shot.
Too much mustard.
I think that's a segment. Philly throws pen at jar.
Perfect.
I like it.
So he has to come up with a sport.
No. I would say.
Oh, wait. That was it. You want that? Or you want.
I mean, you can do this every week.
Yeah, I don't
instead
think.
Instead of come up with multiple takes.
I mean, I can do sports.
Yeah, you can do sports.
Right, I thought you already did.
He did.
I did.
But no, okay.
I'll do that.
Yeah.
Okay. Philly misses. So when you break down on, like, if you do a graphic, you just put, like, Philly didn't make
the missed the shot.
Well, so, yeah, I'll create a graphic. But if you guys are right, just be prepared to, like, have a screenshot or some sort of proof. Okay. For me, so I can document it.
So I need a screenshot of Philly's tractor.
I need a screenshot of the Daily Mail.
I need a picture with Philly in front of the tractor.
And I just need a screenshot of like ESPN saying Zeke got a deal or whatever. Yep. Okay.
Well, I mean, if I already know, then that's fine.
No, you just go out of your way to prove it. Yep. I would think Jordan.
Wow.
No.
What a resounding, entertaining debut of our bold take segment.
I think we got a segment, boys.
I think it's going to get only better from here. So I'm really looking forward to it. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we have the draft 2.2. It is things that we think or that we know we're the best in the world at. We'll be right back.
Wayne Street Market is having a big end of the summer sale going on now through Labor Day with great prices throughout the store. Looking for some great brats for the grill? They have 5 packs of Johnsonville brats on sale. Get 2 packs of their fresh brats for $9.99 or 2 packs of Johnsonville smoked brats for $8.99. And you can get their great quarter pound hamburger patties, 4 to a package, for just $2.99. And if you're looking for some great steaks for the grill, how about these? Ribeye steaks for $6.99 a pound. Or New York strip steaks for just $4.99 a pound. These are all available in their grab-and-go case. So get to Wayne Street Market and get in on these great prices for some great grilling. These special prices are good through Labor Day, and they'll be open from 10 to 2 on Labor Day Monday. You can always count on great prices and great selection at Wayne Street Market, the best meat market around.
I'm Stacy from Brick Street Tavern. Stop in and see us on Friday and Saturday nights for our great dinner specials. You can get all-you-can-eat roasted chicken dinner for only $6.95, or you can try our 12-ounce New York strip steak dinner for only $12.95, and you can add a little zest and try your steak blackened. Both dinner specials come with jumbo baked potato and our large salad bar. We invite you to stop in at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery for our New York strip steak or all-you-can-eat chicken dinners on Friday and Saturday nights from 5 to 9 p.m.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. First, the company who introduced suspension to the commercial mowing industry has done it again. Introducing the Ferris Soft Ride Stand-On Z2 Mower. With this patent-pending adjustable operator platform and suspension technology, you can now experience the amazing smooth ride and speed that Ferris is famous for. Step up to a new level of comfort and productivity with the Ferris Soft Ride Stand-On Z2. Ferris, experience suspension.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
St. Joe.
St. Joe who?
St. Joe Festival.
That's my very funny dad.
Well, it's not a joke. St. Joe Festival is knocking at the door, coming up September 6th, 7th, and 8th on the grounds of St. Joseph Parish with a Friday night cornhole tournament, Saturday night outdoor mass, horseshoe tournament, and music by RJ the DJ. Sunday, kitty tractor pulls, horseshoe and beanbag tournaments, NFL football, and entertainment by Kyle Kesters. There's something for everyone.
You're still not very funny.
I may not be funny, but it will be fun at the St. Joe Festival, September 6th, 7th, and 8th. Check the Parish Bulletin or the St. Joe Festival Facebook page for more information.
And, it is the practice squad. We are back. Watching a preseason game, San Francisco and Denver currently going on. Man, last night it was so like Sunday night, I just wanted to watch football, so I turned on the Seahawks and Vikings, and it was so boring.
What is up with these graphics? Why does ESPN always do these?
Yeah, and ESPN does really dumb graphics. It's a
quarterback merry-go-round
carousel. Dude, Brock Osweiler was bad though. Case Keenum. Yeah.
feel bad.
Draft 2.2. Things we know we're the best in the world at. So these are just general things that we have full confidence that we are better than every other human being on this entire planet at.
Technically, it says on the sheet we think we're best at the world at. But I like our boldness.
Mine is I know. So I don't. Who went first last week? In our draft 2.1.
I think you did.
I got bad reviews from Toby Metzger.
You did.
I did, so I can't go first.
So Garmin can go first.
Do we have a sound? Do we have a sound?
No. In which way are we going?
We don't have a drop, but I do have like...
Oh, so you didn't take David's thing?
I kind of did.
That's all right. It's cool.
It wasn't my best work.
That's all right. You're just draft 2.0.
I've done better work.
Draft 2.0.
2.2.
Wait, I'll do it. You want me to do it live? I'll do it live.
We'll do it live.
Draft 2.2.
All right, let me know when the pick's in, Garmin.
The pick is in.
Okay.
Garmin is the best in the world at...
I think that I'm the best in the world at binge watching television.
Oh, you are.
Yes, you are.
That's so good.
I don't know. I'd be a close second.
I'll be like, Garmin, what are you doing? You're like, eight episodes in House of Cards. It came out 2 hours ago. I'm like, how's it even possible?
I watch it 1.5 speed.
Because I just think about it. I have watched a 13 episode hour.
Dude, that's so good.
I've watched 13 straight episodes of House of Cards. I told Jordan last week when I was in college, like after a night of drinking for no reason whatsoever, I bet Josh and Troy that I could watch the entire first season of Game of Thrones without stopping.
Yeah.
And at like 8 o'clock in the morning, Josh walks in my room. He's like, "You finished it?" I was like, "Yeah."
I bet that was a source.
When you got me hooked on Game of Thrones, like I went through like 2 seasons within like I was pretty good at
started a lot better than it ended.
Yeah, I would say I'm the best in the world. I will be binge watching
forever on that show.
So
I'm so mad at that show. Philly, go ahead.
Are we going on me? All right. So I think I am the best of the world. Oh, sorry, Jordan.
It's okay.
At sleeping.
Yeah.
Nice.
Because
a lot of sleepers out there.
Yeah, you got a lot of competition.
I know, but most people. My wife has slapped me across the face multiple times to try to wake me up, and I did not like the budge. So.
When we were living together in the apartment, he sometimes would pass out on the couch and not make it the 8 steps to his bedroom. And I would wake up in the middle of the night to a gigantic thud and walk out, and Philly had fallen off the couch.
And you're still sleeping.
Still sleeping.
Well,
want to put a finger on his neck to check a pulse.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, all right, he's good.
I'm super jelly then.
Me now?
David's up.
Pick is in. I'm the best in the world at overeating. I overeat every meal. Yeah, I'm amazing at it. I eat until I'm like super uncomfortable and I can't move. I don't know. It's almost like a game to me. Like to see how uncomfortable I can be after I eat.
Are you gluttonous?
Yes. Yeah. You ever seen the movie Seven?
Yeah. That's what
I'm that dude.
Yeah. Oh, you don't want to be that guy.
I know that guy.
Do you ever hear the word like gluttony and not think of the movie Seven?
Not anymore.
Okay.
No. Before I saw the movie.
Yeah.
Obviously. But now, ever since I've seen that movie, every time I hear any of those sins,
yeah,
I immediately think of that
Kevin
movie.
Spacey.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily
think of Kevin Spacey so much. I just think of the people.
It's literally impossible to open a box and not think of the movie Seven.
What's in the box?
What's in the box?
Good movie.
Yep.
So that's my first one.
All right,
good. I'm guessing the world overeating.
It's off my list.
Yeah.
All right. Picks in. So I think I'm the best in the world at making friends with women ages 35 to 60. So I say this, I do have proof. I've worked with tons of women, middle-aged women, and I'm best friends with them.
What makes you relate so much to middle-aged
women? I don't know, but if you guys were sitting at a table and a whole bunch of like 50-year-old women were sitting at a table, I'd go sit with them because I could talk to them like a lot more.
Uh-huh. They relate.
We just relate, and I get them. They get me. I make stupid jokes and they laugh at them. You're so funny. And it's just we get along. We're close. I have like 10 really good friends that are like 50,
45, 55-year-old woman. So I think I'm pretty good at it.
Could you watch the Browns with a 55-year-old woman?
I could, because they probably
I feel like there'd be a
much.
Missing hole in your life if you only had friends with...
You know what, though? I don't...
You'd be happy in every other aspect?
Maybe. I mean, we have the same athletic ability.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like it. That's good. Good for you.
Good for you. All right.
Double picks.
I'm up. Yeah.
Pick is in. Pick is in.
Picks in. I am really good at getting an 85 on a school or a college test. I know 85. What to do to get 85, no more, no less, how much effort I need. And then once you hit that, you coast. Yeah, you coast. And it's, you know, if the first test you get like a 95, you know, okay, I don't have to study as hard. And you can, you
I got
know,
this leeway.
Yeah, you can... You can get like a 70 on the next and get like an 85. Or if you, you know, get a 70 on the first test, I gotta try harder. And you do that. And at the end, you get 85. Bingo, bingo, bongo.
Nice.
You graduate.
Yeah.
I can vouch for that because living with him in college, that was the conversations we had had.
How do I get 85?
No, he'd be like, I'd ask me like, oh, so you got a big test? He's like, yeah, but I just got to do like this.
Dude, like, it's just, if your professor, if you're in college, don't listen. But if your professor like posts the slides and talks to him word by word, you don't have to go to class. And if he pulls the test from those, you especially don't have to go to class. And then from there, you just kind of... You use that. You just study that.
You just get by.
The ones who post the PowerPoint slides online.
Unless you're going to be a doctor, don't do that.
Yeah. Don't try to get just an 85.
No.
Well, nowadays, doctors, all they have to do is just pass. That's a lot of them. They just got to pass.
Yeah.
It's not like it used to be.
Yeah, not like it used to be back in the old medical days.
No.
I'm up.
David's up. Picks in.
Picks in. I'm the best in the world at saying I'm going to start exercising.
Dude, I think I might be better than you.
Yeah, I'll be like, hey, Tori, I'm really motivated. I'm going to like work out this week, and then I don't.
I tell you what, Monday.
You get home from work.
You wait till Monday. Like,
nope. Yeah. Okay. Did you purchase a treadmill?
We have one.
Okay.
I have an elliptical as well.
Ooh, that's pretty
I haven't
hardcore.
Used either in... in a year, 2 years.
Okay, that's pretty good.
There's even a TV in front of it. Should I even make that?
Yeah, you might be the best, actually.
Yeah,
I'm thinking about it.
But I've like committed half-heartedly like 6 times to a workout program, and I never started it.
We bought a treadmill, and the only thing it does is hurts our kids when they fall off of it.
Yeah. Dude, running on a treadmill is horrible.
I hate it.
It's the worst.
Running outside's horrible too.
Yeah.
It's like
running in general.
Yeah.
It's so bad. Running's the worst.
Exercising is horrible.
Jesus.
Dude, running's bad.
Get out of here.
Steps thing, like, what am I doing?
Yeah. I would do so many things other than I would eat mayonnaise other than run.
I would binge watch House of Cards.
Go for it, Philly.
All right. Pick us in. I think I am the best in the world at just blocking everybody out. Like, if I'm just watching TV and
you're really good at that.
Yeah. People want to talk to me about it.
Best.
I just throw like a couple like, yeah, you know, but I have no idea what they're talking about. Like, I do that to my wife all the time.
you should admit that.
You know, like the general like 5 responses that like, someone's talking to you, just need to spurge
like,
out.
You just gotta throw like these little one word answers like, yeah. And you just keep on doing it and you have no idea what you're talking about. So it's perfect. That's a really good one, Philly.
Mastered it.
The same thing with a video. If you're playing a video game, you're done.
Yep. There's nothing else happening around.
Yeah.
I don't even know if anybody's around. I just put my blinders on. I'm like a horse. I just put those blinders on. Tunnel vision.
Garmin.
Pick us in.
Okay.
I don't know how good this one will be, but I feel like I could be the best in the world at remembering things.
Yeah.
Well, I just think...
Yeah. You mean, like, what type of things?
No, just, like, remembering, like, I'm not talking about, like... I mean,
so you have the best memory in the world, is what
I think
saying.
I'm pretty close. Outside of people who have photographic memory, I feel like I have a pretty good memory.
Call BS.
Like, And this plays into my second one as well, my memory. But I mean, I don't know. It's hard to give an example of, you know, whenever
did you forget it?
Okay. But I'm up again, right?
Yep.
Yep. So my, this is what plays into my memory is I think I'm, and this is not a good quality, the best in the world at not letting things go. When it comes to like an argument, or like I will,
oh, yeah, you're really
this
good
is this is where my memory comes into play. Where I will remember an argument from like 2 years ago, and just randomly come up to someone and be like, "Oh yeah, well, blah blah blah."
Yeah, you stole me $5
exactly
from Tim Tebow not being as good as Todd Eppman.
Exactly.
Yeah, it'll be some vague,
super vague like argument that we've had where I just remember from like 3 years ago, and like I'm not letting it go.
Tyler Hansborough averaged 10 rebounds in 2005.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good one. I like it. Philly?
Oh. I think I am the best in the world at
throwing pens in a bucket.
Yes. Just eating. I know he said overeating. I'm going to say eating unhealthy. Like, you put, like, candle or any kind of, like, you know, sugar candy in front of me, I'll pick that over anything and just, like, snacking.
So, yeah, it's it's really easy to eat bad, especially now. Like, I eat bad too. It's horrible.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Mm. I'm up. Play the thing. I think I'm the best in the world at naming songs that nobody else knows.
Yes, you are.
And when I say nobody else knows, I guess, like, out of my friends.
Your age group, like, Jordan's friends that are 50-year-old women, like...
Yeah, yeah.
50-year-old dudes be like, oh, yeah, I know that band.
And I'll be like, you know who sings this? And they'll be like, I don't care, I don't know, and I don't really want to know. But that's... I'll be like, I'll tell you no matter anyway. It's the Kingsmen or something. And they'll be like, oh, cool, I still don't care. And then they'll move on with their life, and I'll be like... somewhat fulfilled inside that I told them about something, yeah. And then we both move on with our lives.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
So that's what I'm good at.
Cool. You should be on that one show with Jamie Foxx.
I've tried my hand at it.
Name.
I'm pretty good at it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Until they do like a disco or like, yeah. Like, I don't know, late 2000s pop music. I don't really know that. Yeah. I don't know that much. Like Pink and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Cool.
Yep.
All right. My pick's in. I'm the best in the world at coming up with names for amateur or intramural sports teams.
Examples?
I named our CYO team Halos.
Mm-hmm. That was really good.
Yeah.
The Halos.
Yeah. We were the Halos. And then whatever intramural team we're on, whether it's football, basketball, or baseball, I would usually just come up with it. I did write my rules, so of how you like come up with a good.
You have a system?
Yep.
Please divulge that.
So, well, it has to be relevant. It has to be a relevant reference, right, to the people also in the group, but also maybe something in pop culture at the time.
Okay.
It has to be funny. It has to be unique. It can't be like obvious, like.
Like the Crusaders.
Yeah.
Or the Wildcats.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of like what's popular, like the Trumpsters or whatever. Okay. You know, it can't be like that.
Yeah. Like a joke, but not that cool of a joke, like an obvious joke.
So much on the nose, yeah. Yeah. And it can't be like too popular. So kind of what I just said, but those are the rules that you have to kind of follow, and then you can, you know, have the perfect
Name. This is completely off topic, but what kind of how do schools come up with their names, mascot names? Like, who back in the day was like, we're the Indians, and I get why we're the Indians, and but like other teams like, we're the, I don't know,
Wildcats,
and we're the Rough Riders. I just, some guy just, that's what we are when they started the town.
Yeah, I think God decides.
I think that's where I was.
Parkway, you are the Panthers. Maria Stein, fly.
It is dead, so it is done.
Coldwater Cavaliers.
A divine, like he comes down from heaven and like has a whole
sermon
on the mascot.
All right.
Who's up? Am I, you're still up? Your last pick?
Oh, my last pick. Oof. All right, so I think I'm the best. I don't know which one I want to say.
You got so many good ones.
So, David, you might be the only one to get this. I'm pretty good, or I should say the best in the world, at drawing a picture out of three random objects on a sheet of paper.
Oh, yeah.
So we used to play a game where someone would take a blank sheet of paper and you have to,
we used to do this
doodle. And then you have to, like, draw a picture that makes sense out of all your doodles. And I was pretty good at it.
I could.
You were very good at it.
Yeah.
Don't. I will look, but don't quote me on this. I might have a notebook at home from health class where we just would pass the notebook back and forth and do this.
Yeah.
Did we learn anything?
No.
It was health.
I got 85s.
Yeah. You passed.
Passed.
All right. My last one. I'm the best in the world at not putting away my clothes after my wife washes it. So my wife will do laundry.
Yeah, do that, David.
And that pile of clothes will sit there for like a month. Like a long until I wear that same pile again. And then it gets in the wash again.
What's your thinking?
I'm just lazy.
Okay.
Yeah. I really don't have an excuse. It's not like I'm trying to prove a point or anything.
How much time would it take to put away?
Like 30 seconds. No, 30 seconds would be speed. Like 5 minutes.
Okay. All right.
But I just look at it and I'm like, nah. And then I just leave. And then, I don't know.
Oh, that's funny.
My wife is listening. And she says, and you unpack from vacation like a month later.
Yeah.
Okay, you know what?
We're going to go next year. Just leave it in there.
Yeah.
What is so funny about this conversation you're having right now is I wish you could come into my basement, because what you're saying is exactly how I, like, live my life.
Yeah.
A
suitcase at a time.
So, like, we went to Disney World, like, 2 years ago. I have my suitcase sitting on top of my dryer, and on top of my dryer is all the clothes that I take out of the dryer and fold them, and I set them on top of the suitcase. I don't bring them up, but I just wear them back. Whenever I go downstairs, I pull them off that pile.
You need to make
my
it a
drawers
point.
Don't have like any clothes.
You need to make it a point this week to put that away.
I will do my best.
Do that. It'll make like a huge difference in your life. Says the guy who doesn't put any way clothes. So that's mine.
I thought that was funny. Cause
also, can I do my honorable mentions?
Yeah. Well, let's wait till after. Let's wait till we finish up.
All right. Pick us in.
I think I am the best in the world at getting out of doing, like, stuff around the house or, like, even at work or whatever. They tell you to do something, then I just kind of, like, push my way out of it, and then someone else does it for me.
Mm.
So, like, just kind of like...
It's a really good quality to have.
Yeah. to do, like, house chores, you know, I just kind of, like, you know, procrastinate, and then eventually my wife just does it.
Does she ever, like, yell at you before she does
it? Oh, yeah, she yells at me all the time.
But it's worth it because you didn't have to do it?
Yeah.
Mm. That's a good one. I like it. Garmin. Is this the last pick?
Yeah.
This is it.
It's
irrelevant.
It's in. I think that I'm the best in the world at having random stupid facts and spewing them out when it doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
Like just random factoids.
Corey Hemplow?
I don't know. Like, I'm just trying to think of like random stuff where like I feel like, and David, you can attest to this. Like, I feel like I was way ahead on all like the space stuff. On like,
oh yeah,
remember like Barstool tweeted like the size thing a couple months ago, and like
I knew that
years ago was way ahead of that. And like when people talk about like, oh, the stars, you know, the light that it takes to get to you, those stars are actually dead now, and that the Earth couldn't possibly be flat because on the edges that the gravity would be so far. It'd be like trying to walk up a wall 90 degrees, and like snipers and warships have to take into account like the curvature of the Earth, because you can only see like, they can shoot like 24 miles, but they can only like see the 16, so they have to go up an extra higher.
So
like,
these are the pointless facts that you're talking about?
A bunch of random points, like technically time travel to the future is possible, but not reverse that. You couldn't go back in time, but technically you could.
Avengers figured it out.
Go forward.
I think Spencer Hills Camp got you, dude.
Well, I'm sorry.
Just saying. Got competition.
Spencer Hills Camp.
He
knows facts?
He knows everything.
Really?
Yep. He knows more than Alex Trebek.
dude. Do you think Alex Trebek knows that much?
Nope.
No.
Yeah, he just can read.
But he knows more. Yeah.
My honorable mentions were Feeding Mink and Spiking Hair.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
You were pretty good at Spiking Hair.
I have Killing the Vibe at a Party by playing a song nobody knows or likes.
It's a good one. I'm good at that, too. I've done that before.
And Laying on the Ground and Throwing the Ball at the Ceiling Without Hitting It. Like, getting super close.
Ooh,
but not hitting it.
But not hitting it. I'm pretty good at that, too. I do it all the time.
Do you remember you were good at the fan game? We used to play Bob and Jody's all the time.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
The ball game.
Yeah, the ball game. Yeah.
Wonder Ball.
Wonder Ball.
The Wonder Ball. do you have overrated, underrated tonight?
I have a few.
Okay.
Do we want to let's just finish it up.
Yeah, let's go.
Let's just do it. We'll stack these, and we'll just finish the show.
Sounds great.
Okay. Overrated or underrated? I'm just preparing.
Okay.
Arcades. Did I say that last week?
No, you didn't.
No.
Okay.
I was at one this weekend. Well, I was at a 16-bit.
Yeah, 16-bit makes me want to say underrated.
That's underrated because you can drink.
Because it's, well, and also yeah, that it's
true.
It's
well,
there's a lot of them out there that you can, they have boozer.
And it's a novelty now. So yeah.
I'm going to say,
I'll say underrated.
Underrated. Making a comeback?
Yeah. Yeah, I played Turtles in Time. I had a really good time.
Dude.
Yeah, it's underrated, dude.
All right, arcades.
Underrated.
Overrated or underrated? Money clips.
Ooh, underrated. And it's a, I think if you have one, you are a classic gentleman and you smell like cologne.
And if you don't have one?
You're lame.
I don't have a money clip.
I don't have a money clip either.
I mean, I kind of do.
Look at that.
Neil's got one. Well, I thought about getting one too, and I was like,
mine's actually like a wallet, but it has a clip. So
that counts. I also, yeah. Like, if you have an engraved one, you're even cooler.
Ooh, cool. I'll go to Things Remembered this weekend.
Mine's engraved. It's got my name. Wedding.
See, it's even engraved. Neil is the coolest human being.
That's true.
Mine's,
we knew that.
Mine's got my name on it.
I will say nice.
Wedding party.
Properly
wedding
rated, yep. I guess, because I don't have one.
You know, functionality-wise, it's overrated, right? I mean,
I like it, actually.
I have just taken a money clip before and put an ID in it, like when I'd be going out to bars and stuff.
Slimmer.
Cash and an ID and you'd be
slimmer.
Good. Or like a credit card. You don't have the big fat wallet.
I remember when I had the bifold or trifold wallets. The thing was like 5 inches thick.
Yeah, but you don't have to have a George Costanza-like wallet.
True. Know. But if you just got that clip and that cash.
Say, my dad used to have like how many receipts and just used to be like...
That's funny. When they sit down, you literally see them like...
And you wonder why they have back problems. Yeah. They whip their wallet out and it's like 20 inches thick. I'm like, what are you doing in that?
There's no cash in it.
So I think consensus was under, or was I just...
I said properly.
We're going to go properly. Yep. I'll be in the minority.
Rated.
All right. Overrated or underrated mall food courts?
I've always loved them, though.
So do I. I love them.
I'm going to say underrated just because it's nostalgic.
I'm going underrated.
You get so many choices. Like,
Garmin, you're going to say overrated.
I was.
And the Asian place is always giving out free samples because no one's ever in their line.
Yep.
Everyone's always skipping that Asian place, but they're always trying to get you to eat their orange chicken.
You can get a free meal because there's usually like two or three of them in there.
And a lot of it's bourbon chicken.
Yeah.
And
you just go out.
I'll say properly. I won't say under. I won't say over.
I love food. Dude, where else is there Sbarro's?
New York.
That's it.
But probably New York.
Yeah, that's probably it.
I've only had Sbarro's. And it's not that like, good pizza, but I always get it.
Yeah.
It's kind of crappy.
Yeah, it's the only option usually.
Yeah. Do you normally pick the Sbarro over everything?
I always go Chinese.
Yeah. You always go Chinese?
See, I forgot about Chinese food, and that's what made me pick I say properly.
I almost always go Chinese. Unless I just had it, then I'll go pizza.
Do you ever
and
go?
Then I'll get way too much because then I'll try. Okay, yeah. I get a breadstick and maybe like they have some.
Now is this nostalgia based?
And you always know why go to McDonald's or Burger King because you can go there anytime.
Yeah, and they usually have like a
or Subway.
Subway's usually in
like
there
why
somewhere.
Would you go to the Subway in a food court? You got a million other choices.
Yeah. Trying to think what else
underrated.
Yep.
Properly.
Okay.
I'm going under.
Jordan, you make the call.
Underrated.
We'll do two more.
Yep.
Overrated or underrated iPads?
Overrated.
Overrated because you got your cell phone. Man.
I just don't use them. I just use my cell phone all the time.
Yeah.
So functionality-wise, like, I don't really need to pull out an iPad many times.
I mean, I guess I got my iPad, and the only reason I kind of use it is I have certain games that I downloaded on it, and I don't want to download it on my phone, so I use it for that, the gaming, but... Like, looking up stuff, I use my phone for everything.
Yeah, it's overrated for me.
I say properly rated.
So I'll go proper, yeah. I'll go properly
rated. I will say properly rated.
And your reasons?
Well...
Because it looks like you're thinking...
DM well, because I'm
seems
trying
like
to...
Seems like you really want
to... You have a lot of thoughts about
it. Your love for iPad.
Well, no, I
just
don't.
Just do it, man. Let
it's
it go. Just,
no, I'll
just
say, tell I'll say properly it. Rated it enough. I'm going to be nerdy because I like to read comics on an iPad. Because they go... You can click it, it goes frame by frame, and you can zoom in and zoom out. Like, if you read the actual book, you can kind of
I mean,
see
the functionality,
coming.
I mean, it's...
So that's basically... That's cool. The only thing I really use
iPads
it for.
Are cool.
They're cool, but so is your phone. I mean, it's the same thing, right? Just bigger?
Yeah. Bigger screen.
Properly rated.
All right, I think I'll be the lone wolf on this one. What's one thing I like that you three don't like?
Browns football.
That's true. Okay, that was a bad question.
To
music related.
I don't know.
Okay, maybe not a good question. Overrated or underrated, Taylor Swift.
Oh. New album this week.
I know, that's why I asked it.
Overrated.
New album, 23rd.
I don't know if I can say she's overrated, because, I mean, quite a few hits there.
She's overrated in my eyes.
That span multiple genres.
Yeah.
I mean, all those hits came from having a boyfriend and breaking up. Then
Your argument is...
What did all of, like,
Jordan
50 Cent's hits come from?
Being in a club.
Directing money.
Disco Inferno.
All right.
He's got some bangers, man. 50
yeah,
Cent.
I know.
If you go back and listen to some 50 Cent songs, he'll put you back in like that high school party. And
that reminds me, like, did you see any of Magic Johnson's list of 60?
Yeah, they're all alphabetical.
Too many people.
He ridiculous. Picked his like two or three, and then everything else is alphabetical.
Yeah.
It was dumb.
Yeah.
He's dumb, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's dumb.
He's a great Twitter follow because he's horrible.
He's so bad at Twitter.
Follow Practice Squad.
Yeah.
But follow us.
Our Practice Squad. We'll do our top 60 and it'll just be alphabetical.
Way too many.
She can't possibly be underrated.
No.
Because she's too big. Despite whatever I think about her, she's too huge.
Why? Oh, I see what you're saying.
She's too big.
She can't be underrated. I get what you're saying.
Like, underrated is Casey Musgraves.
Yeah, and she can't be underrated because she is... I'm going to go properly because...
Actually, Casey
I don't really listen to her music, and this is going to be me being just a dude... Where she's gotten way
being
hotter
since
she's gone from country to pop.
She has. So I think it's widely respected.
So I'm going to strictly judge her based off physical appearance, which is a horrible thing to do. So I will say properly rated.
Yeah, I'm going to go properly.
Okay, I didn't think you guys were going to go this way, but Taylor Swift.
Properly rated.
Nice. Those are good, Jordan.
Thanks, guys. You know what you do is you just kind of put a list of random things together.
What's this fact or fiction thing that's on the sheet?
It's a thing I didn't come up with.
Okay.
Sounds good. Jordan, you want to put on that fresh kid? And I will tie a bow on this beautiful show. Oh, what a show it was, fellas. Bengals, who do they play? Coming up.
Giants.
Oof. Oh, man, we get to see Daniel Jones. Daniel Jones is doing pretty good.
Yes, he is.
Yeah.
Who's the Browns?
Buccaneers, Friday.
Okay. Jameis will throw how many picks?
Probably one.
One?
Yeah.
We'll take none.
What?
Bold.
And who the Titans play? Phil, you looking that up?
The Steelers.
Ooh. Thank God for Wi-Fi. You got that one in just in time. Oh, well, we'll see you guys here next week. We'll give you updates on our preseason teams, and hopefully
and just
things keep up.
Are we planning on doing a...
On Labor Day? Probably not. Day.
Okay, so just have to play
show
on Labor
That's
Day.
Not next week, right, though?
I don't think so.
No. We'll have a show next week, and then we'll have to deprive everybody.
Labor Day.
And then we'll be back the first official week, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
So everybody have a good week. It's David Schmidt for Jordan Stogler, Craig Garman, Troy Metzger.
Take it east.
See you guys later.